Just to get into the sugya, let us just go over quickly the Gemara and Daf Tezvor and Medalev. Itma, Abhiya Barashi, Omarav, Halacha, Kerab Yoisi, Rav Chonon, Barova, Omarav, Hiros, Shohoiso. Now the Gemara, the Havamini understood that Abhiya Barashi held that we paskin B'shem Rav held that we paskin, like Rav Yossi, that one roiv is sufficient. And Rav Chonon Barov Omar Rav is saying, Hayroshohoiso, that means usually one roiv would not be sufficient, but there were special reasons why they were matter with one roiv. Mosiv Rabbi Yirmiyah LeYuchsin LeBinyan Trei Rubi, so it comes out, you tell me that by Yuchsin we don't need two Raivs, Vosnan we learned. Motza Bo Tinik Mushlech, a person found a Tinik Mushlech Be'er. So the Allah is as follows, Im Raiv Oivdei Kechavim, Oivet Kechavim, if Raiv of the people in the city are Oivdei Kechavim, she has the Din of a Goy, Im Raiv Yisrael, Yisrael, if Raiv of the people in the city are Yidin, says the Din of a Yid, Mechzel Mechze Yisrael, Mechza Mechzel Gabi other halachas, he also is the Din of Yisrael. The Omar Rav, and Rav said on this Mishnah, Loishonu Elo Lahach Yosei. That what, if Raiv Yisrael, Yisrael, he is the Din of Yisrael, that's how Rashi learns that, Loishonu, the Im Raiv Yisrael, Yisrael, Ela lach yoisai, bezden mitzuvim lefarnesai mishum vechei ochicha imoch. So that what you need, that what is sufficient, Roy, that is only lach yoisai, avu liyuchsin, but by yuchsin, one Roy is not sufficient, avu liyuchsin loy. Ushmuul oma lefakeach olav es hagal. And Shmuel said, so the way Rashi learns Pshat, that Shmuel said that in order to be permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos, you also need Roiv. Not only Lahach Yosei you need Roiv, Lefakech Olav Esagal to be Mechalo Shabbos, Adam, you also need Roiv Yisrael. Al Koponim, Rab Yirmi had a kasha. We have here two Amiroim saying B'Shem Rav that what the halacha is by Yuchsin. The first Amire Rav Chiya Barashi said that one Roiv is sufficient. The second Amire Rav Chonon Barove said that one Roiv is not sufficient. We need two Roivs. The Mishnah was a special case. So according to Rav Chonon, B'Shem Rav, so it's very good. So Rav said, by Yuchsin, you need two Roivs. The Mishnah was a special case. According to Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav, so we have here Astire Im Rav. Here Rav says, by Yuchsin, you need two Roivs. And here Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav said that one Roiv is sufficient. This was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. So the Gemara answers, this kasha was asked because he was unaware of a yediyah ishtemitzei, hoda omar Rabbi Yehuda omar Rav. There's another member of Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda omar Rav had said, b'kroinei shel tzipori have maise. That the maise was b'kroinei shel tzipori. And there were two Raivs in the Mishnah, Raiv Siyah and Raiv Ha'ir. So Memele, so Rabbi Yirmiyah's Kasha does not begin. So that what Rabbi Chiya Barashi Omar Rav said, Halachi Kerab Yaisi, so that stems with this Rav, it's the same thing. Rabbi Yaisi is speaking about a case of two Raivs, and by Yuchsin you need two Raivs. And in the case of the Mishnah there were two Raivs. And that's what Rav said on the Mishnah in Taris, that by Yuchsin you need two Raivs. So now we have a different problem. O Rav Chonon Barove do Oma Oiros Shohoiso. Kashe. Now we have a different problem. So if the Mishnah is speaking about two loaves, and Rav Chonon bar Rabbe said, which would mean to say differently. Means that the Mishnah had two loaves, but that was only a special case. We needed two loaves. But normally, Lidairis, we don't need two loaves. One loaf is sufficient. So now we have a kashim. Now we have a kasha and Rav Chonon bar Rabbe and this Rav. Rav said, Klo, that by Yuchsin you need two lives. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Man de masni ho, loy masni ho. Now let us see Rashi. Shmuel Omar af lefakeich olav esagal b'shabes chashvin alei liYisrael when there's choyv Yisrael. Ish the mitzay l'Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah had asked a kashem Rabbi Chiya bar Rashi. Hod Omar Rabbi Yehuda dochenami treiru behave. Here there are also two roifs. So Memele, so the two members of Rav stim. The Mishnah, there's two roifs, our Mishnah, and Rav said that by Yuchsin you also need two roifs. And the Mishnah in Taris. L'Rav Chonon barove da Omar mishmei de Rav Eiroas shohoiso vohosom treiru behave. There were two roifs, v'koma hiros shohoiso, avol ledeireis loy beinon treirubi. Kohoshe hoderav, do oma avol yuchsin loy, alma rav treirubi boy, rav hold you do need two roifs by yuchsin. So the Gemara answered, man de masni ho loy masni ho. Loimasni hodom rab Yehudom rab bekroine shal tzipere habe maise vechadru behave ilkach eiro shohiso. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Chonon bar Rabbe, he did not learn like Rab Yehudom rab that the Mishnah is speaking about two roivs, roiv siyem, and roiv here. He understood that the Mishnah is speaking about one roiv. So therefore, Rav Chonon bar Rabbe said that was a roisho. But the Mishnah in Machshirin, that we say that roiv Yisrael Yisrael, so there Rav said, for Yuchsin we need two roivs. That is the teretz of the Gemara. It comes out, the way Rashi learns, and Taisus will be madgish this, that be'emison, there is no machloikis between Rav Chonon bar Rabbe and Rav Chiya bar Rashi. That be'emison, both of them hold lahaloche, we need by Yuchsin two roifs. No, the machloikis is, what's pshat in our Mishneh? Aesis. Rav Chiya bar Rashi loim shat that the Mishnah is speaking about Bekroini shal Tzipori. So speaking about two roifs. So the Mishnah is also speaking about two roifs. According to Rav Chonon bar Rabbe, our Mishnah is God speaking about one roif, and therefore, the reason they were makel with one roif was because it was a roasho. B'kivege has a ha'ora on the teretz of the Gemara as follows. Why do we need two roifs? So the Gemara said we need two roifs because roif ha'ir is not a roif we can rely on because the roif works only if oz la'inu legabo. So then we have roif ha'ir. But if it will be the other way around, Oz lo iu legabe, so then it's kavua. So then we don't have a roiv. So therefore we need another roiv, roiv siya, which is never kavua. And there were guys, roiv siya, otu, roiv ha'ir. But bekitzer, the reason why one roiv is not sufficient, it's not a magic Indian of two roivs. We just want to make sure that we have a reliable roiv. And a roiv which could end up being a kavua is not a roiv. So that's why we always need another roiv with a gzeira. So he has a ore that bishloime in the case of our Mishnah, Tinoike sheyodo lamalas mayim in ha'ayin v'nenso, so it could occur that the bnei ye'ir were a porush, or could be that she could go to the year. So therefore we cannot rely on the roiv ha'ir. By tinik ha'mushlach, Rabbi Kivegia tainis l'chayre here, there's no inyan of kavua. A tinik ha'mushlach is always a porush. So he really doesn't understand why Rav said that by Yuchsin, Legabi Yuchsin, Atinik HaMushlach needs two roivs. He says, Tzorich is Beinenis. Why, unless there was a plug and all in Yoni Yuchsin, they didn't want to differentiate if this case passed a roiv. This case pas kavua, this case doesn't pas kavua, they said already, it's all in Yoni Yuchsin, you need two roivs. Let us see Taisvis, and after Zvova Medala. Ulu Yuchsin, loy beinon tre rubi, veramine. Avi motzi lishnuye, shani tinik, de lesle chazoke de kashre. So Taisvis says, a very gishmake ha'ore. That if you're asking a kasha from our Mishnah to Tinik HaMushlach, in our Mishnah it says that one roiv is enough. The way the Gemara, the way Rabbi Yirmiyah understood. And there it says you need two roivs. So it could be because there you don't have a chazoket. And here we have a chazoke. I think Mark could have said this teretz. Now the Maharsha asks a moir de kekashe. The Gemara said a different teretz. The Gemara said the Mishnah Taka is speaking about two roivs. And so it's no kashe. But when the Gemara asked a kashe and Rav Chonon Barove had said, Piroz Shohiso. So the Gemara understood that Rav Chonon Barove holds, Meiker Adin, one roiv is sufficient. The Mishnah Grad is speaking about there were two roivs. There was a special case, you need two roivs. But all over, one roiv is sufficient. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Chonon Barove, we have a problem. So Rav said that by Tinik you need two roivs. And the Gemara is to make a whole mapeche, man the masni ho, loy masni ho. So here the Marsha is Moira, l'chair we have a very gishmake teretz on this kasha. Tinik ha-mushlach, there's no chazoke. So there you can need two roivs. Rav Chonon Barov is speaking on our Mishneh. Our Mishnah is, we have a chazoka, so it could be one roiv is sufficient. This is the Maharsha's kasha. Let us go further. Ula Rav Chonon, Taisvis, the next Taisvis, Rav Chonon, the Oma, Heiroas, Shohoiso, Le Deireis, Sagi, Bechadrube, Kasha Hach. Here it says that what? That, you need two roivs. Lemistavri lele meima, te roisho hoiso shehita betrei rubi, avul le deireis loisagi afilu betrei rubi. is, let us say, the other way around. That Hirosha was that they were mata betray Rubi. But Ledeiris, Afilu, Trei Rubi, is also not sufficient. So what would be good then? So we also have a problem. He says, that's Pshat. Loi Shon Eloach Yosei, Avlo Yuchsen Loi, and you need three Rubi. Hey, that Kufu would be Pshat. Hey, that's how we could farimfa. He says, Rav, we don't have a memra of Rav, that two Rives are enough. Rav just said that one roiv is not enough. What you need, it could be you need three roivs. And that's good for what Rav Chanon said. That what the Mishnah was marshal with two roivs, that was a roshah, but normally you need three roivs. So then we have a teretz on the kashe, but Isis says it doesn't make sense. There's no inyan, there's no mile of three roivs. So that's why the Gemara didn't say it. Man de masniho, loy masniho. Perish bekundris. Drav Chanon loy masni de bekreine shalzi peri hoya meise. He did not learn like of Yehuda Marav that our Mishnah is speaking about bekreine shalzi peri hoya meise. Buloy havi elo chad rube. So he learned shat that the Mishnah is speaking about one roy. So according to Rashi's Pshat, loy pligi, there's no machloikis between Rav Chon and Rav Chia Barashi. The ledoiris lekulal mabinen trei rubi. Vloy pligi elo b'mais eiche have. The machloikis is, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? There was a maise. The Mishnah relates a maise. Maise betinoikis. And the machloikis is, was the maise speaking about two roibs? And it was not necessary to be matahar al teirosho, or is the mice speaking about one roi? But la loche, everyone agrees that by yuchsin you need two roibs. Which is be'emesin, is a shtikl doichik. We have here amachloikis, Rav Chanon, and Rav Chia Barashi, and really it's the whole machloikis is just how this maisa was, but it's lemaisa, it's not negeya. Everyone agrees that you need two roibs. Is therefore, the Rabbeinu Chananu wanted to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananu pirish, the Rav Chanon loy masni avol liyuchsin loy. Not Rav Chanon did not learn Rav Yudah Marav's pshat, that the Mishnah is speaking about two roibs. Rav Chanon was not goyres to Omar Rav Leishon Eloch Yis Abul Yuchsin Loi. Abul Yuchsin Loi, he wasn't masni. That means Rav Chanon holds that it was a hirosh on the Mishnah that you needed two roivs, but all the time one roiv is sufficient. I Rav said Leyuchsin Loi. No, Le Masni. I didn't say that. He erased that member of Rav. Rabbi Nachman lo pirish to Rav Chanon Le Masni Abul Yuchsin Loi. And now we have a real machloikis between Rav Chanon and Rav Chia Barashi. Lamaise, by Yuchsin, what do we need? Is one roiv sufficient, or do we need two roivs? Avol kosher leperushoi leRav Chanon. So according to Rav Chanon, tikshe Rab Yochanan ben Uri da Omar keman de sagi bechad rube ke de pochla. The Gemara, we started learning the Mishnah. We got stuck. What is pshat in the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah going according to Rab Gamliel? So one roiv is sufficient. One roiv is not sufficient. Lachatchila, the way Taisu said pshat, you need two roivs. And, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara, the Kashi, the Mishnah is not going according to anyone. Vo'idaloi mistaver de shuma meire yachloi kahida vo le yuchsin loi. De Rav Gufei komolo vo loi ha meire. That means bishloim and the mem rav rav yudah marav. So memei leman the master yoleh masne hoi. He didn't hold this mem rav rav yudah marav. These are my roim what rav said. But here we have an often a mem rav rav alone without a my roim. That's why did the Gemara answer the same teretz? Rav Yirmi asked Akasha, how could one rav be enough? Rav said you need two ravs. But the Gemara answered, it wasn't Kairos that Rav said you need two ravs. Just like according to the Rach, we're saying this according to Rav Chana. Let's answer this on Rav Yirmi's Kasha. So therefore, Taisvis does not seem to agree with the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. Let us go further. Gufe, motza botinik mushlach, im roiv oivde kechov, im oivet kechov. Im roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, merze al merze, yose zadin Yisrael. Amarav, loishonu elo lahach yoisoi. That's only lahach yoisoi. Avol liyuchsin loy. Shmuel Omar lefakech ala besagal. So Rashi had said pshat that Shmuel is going on Reiv Yisrael. Yisrael is lefakech ala besagal that you mechalo Shabbos on him. If there's Reiv Yisrael bios, I assume he's a yid. So the Gemara asks me, Omar Shmuel hochi, v'Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. And hilchim be pikuach nefesh achar haroi. When it comes to pikuach nefoshes, afilu by roiv akum yomachalo Shabbos, because there's a tzad mid, maybe he's a yid. So how could you say that Shmuel is saying that be pikuach nefesh you need roiv Yisrael? Elokitma de Shmuel areisha itma im roiv oivde keichovim oivet keichovim. Omar Shmuel, yes, a din goy, obolafakech olavesagal, eineke. Fakech olavesagal, afilu, in the city, this roiv, oivde kechovim, but he is a din yid, lafakech olavesagal. Because by in hilchen acha roiv, bepikuach nefoshe shechayish lemiyute, maybe he's a yid. Let's go a little further, then we'll see Rashi. So the Gemara says, "Imroiv oiv dekhov noiv dekhov lamai hilchese." So, Gabi, which halacha does he have a din goy? You mechalo Shabbos on him. Gabi, which halacha does he have a din goy? Omar Rav Popa laachiloi nevelos. To give him nevelos, you're allowed to give him nevelos by your dime, because Roiv tells me he's a goy. But by pikuach nefoshes, we don't go boss a Roiv. Let us see Rashi. Mi Omar Shmuel hochid lini pikuach nefesh beinen rube. Ein hilchem, da filo besofik oivet kechovim, sofik Yisrael beroiv oivdei kechovim mefakchem. Lini pikuach nefesh ein oikein. Da filo beroiv oivdei kechovim mefakchem, den hilchem boache haroi. So the Gemara is Lamai Hilchese, given the Omar Shmuel Mefakhen Olove Sagal. Amalavoy Vikichov Mulachol Mili. He doesn't have a Dingoy, he Mechalo Shabbos Nem. Lamai Hilchese Choshev Leoivet Kichov. Achille Nevelis Be Yodayim. Vacholshkein Shele Yachziro Lo Yavedo Lo Nezokin, which we'll see later. I'd like to mention there's a Moiridike Ha'ore from the Bir Aloch and Simin Shinchov Tes. There are different Mekoires from which we learn out that one is Mechalo Shabbos, the Mokim Pekuach Nefesh. And one of the Mekoires are, it's kedai lechalal olov Shabbos achas kedai sheyishmer Shabbos is harbe. It's a cheshben. It's worthwhile to be mechalal Shabbos because from one chilul Shabbos will derive many shmira Shabbos. So the Bir Aloche asks, by this tinik, we will never derive any Shmira Shabbos, because it's Reiv Akum. Yemachal him Nevelis. He is a Din Goy. He's not a Shem Fakelt. He doesn't eat Shabbos. He's a Goy. It's Reiv Akum. Yemachal him B'Yadayim Nevelis. So there'll never be an Inyan of Shmira Shabbos by him. Afal Pike and Yemachalo Shabbos. So this Ha'ore, the Bir Aloche asks, the Bir Aloche says, because we don't paskin like that Mandiyom, according to that Mandiyom, attack will be a Meredika problem, but we don't paskin, and Shmuel himself and Yume holds the Tam that one is Mechal Shabbos, the Mokim Pekuach Nefesh is V'chaybem V'lai Shiyomus Behem. So as V'chaybem, we learn out that if there's any possibility whatsoever, that he's a Yid, so he should not, the Hilchus HaTorah should not be Yasiba to be Memayet Chiyusoy. So that is why, Lahaloche, we're permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos for him, even though there's Reiv Ovid Kechovim, and the Gabi Ol Halochas, he has a Din of a Goy. Im Reiv Yisroel Yisroel, Lamai Hilchese. We had in the Mishnah, if Reiv Yisroel, there's a din of a Yisroel, Lamai Hilchese. Omar Rav Pope, Laharze Loi Aveide. That Lamarze Aveide. Mechze al Mechze Yisroel, Lamai Hilchese. Now we said Gabi other halachas, he has a din of a yid, even though it's mechz al mechze. Omer reish lokish l'nezokin. Gabi nezokin, afilo mechz al mechze, is a din of a yid. So gemara heichi domi. Idin ineime de nakche ture didon le ture didei. The halacha is, just understand the gemara, the halach is as follows. If a sher shal Yisroel is negeach a sher shal Yisroel, a tam pays chatzi nezek. If a sher shal Yisroel is negeach a sher shal Akum, he's potter, period. If a sher shal Akum is negeach a sher shal Yisroel, he pays nezek shalom, even though it's a tam. So now, we have here, l'nezikin. We're talking about nezikin, and we're saying, machza al machza is a din of a Yisrael. So, heichi domi, inayme dinokhei, tura didon, le tura didei, fasher shal Yisrael, shtoist, v'shoyer, of this tinik hamushlach, who was machza al machza. So my mail is like this. If he's a Yid, a Yom Chatzi Nezek. If he's a Goy, I'm Potter. So how could you say, Mechze al Mechze Yisroel, a Yom Chatzi Nezek, Leim Olei, I see Raid Yisroel, Atushko. You first bring me a Raid that you're a Yid. It's Mechze al Mechze, it's a Sofik HaShokul. Why should I be Mechuyiv to pay you Chatzi Nezek? So the Gemara says, Loitzriche denokhei tura didei le tura didon. Not the other way around. That the shoyer of this sofik, who's a mechze al mechze, shtoist, parsha, is palge mishalem. So chatzi nezek he has to pay, if he's a yid, he has to pay chatzi nezek. If he's a goy, he pays nezek shalom. So Paul Genezek, he pays me monofshech. The Sofik pays icher Paul Genezek. Ve'idach Paul ge'omelu aisi raida lav Yisrael ano ve'etein l'choin. You bring me raida, I'm a goy. That means, it's a Sofik, if I'm a goy, if I'm a yid. So me'mele, if I'm a goy, I owe you nezek sholem. If I'm a yid, I don't owe you nezek sholem. So me Sofik, I have a din yid. You want I should pay nezek sholem? So other rabbi, you bring a rai. So that's pshat in the Mishnah, that machza al machza, he got be certain halachas, he has a din yid. That means he's only mechuyiv to pay chatzi nezek. Now let us see Rashi. Laharze lo yaveid. Revusehi. Timaitzin miyad Yisrael hazoichebo. So here Rashi is saying that he's telling us a chiddush. Roiv Yisrael Yisrael, that why did he hop on this halacha of Hashavas Aveide? Because the person who found it is a muzik lachayre. He's holding it, and so who says that you're a yid? Roiv says you're a yid. No, but that's a portion of Eilchem B'momanacha. Roiv, I'm a muzik devil. So who says that I have to give it to you? So the Revusi de Meitziyim Miyad Yisrael HaZoiche Bo, that was Zoiche, or wants to be Zoiche in it, that's Echapton HaShavas Aveide. That Lagabi HaShavas Aveide, the Roiv helps to be Meitzi from the Meitzi Aveide. And why we don't say in Hilchim B'momenacha Roiv, we'll see in Taisvis. Va'oit. The Omar Rabbono, Hamachzer Aveda Leknani, Olova Kosovoimer, Leman Sveis Aroves Atzmeya. This person was Mechaber, he was Mashve, Horovo Es Atzmeya. The Goyim are called Rove, the Yidden are called Tzmeyim. Rashi says in Sanhedrin that the Eden Atzmeyim Lira Shemayim to do the Ratzon Hashem, and he's a goy. And he returned. He was Mashve a goy Tayit She Hishva Mitzrayim a goyim Lachshivoson Shal Yisrael. V'nema lo yoyva Hashem sloyach loy. It's a muiridike gemore, which we'll speak about a little later, how it applies here. But the gemore says, if a person is machzer aveide, Rashi in Sanhedrin says, but the avle is mare ba'atzmoi shehashoves aveide eina cheshuva loy mitzvas boiroi shaf lekusi hu oisekein. He does it even for a goy. Some amele is doing it not als the Rabbi Shalom said there's a mitzvah of shoves aveide to a yid, and he's returning it to a goy. Mare batzmi shehashoves aveide eina cheshuva loy mitzvas boiroi. It's put on the Shulchan Aruch HaGavurche, if he wants to return it to make a Kiddush Hashem, then it's mutter, then there's no issa. So it matters what his intent is, but if he's doing it because Mare ba'atzmoy, she'ashovas aveinach shuvuloi mitzvahs boiroi, she'aflukusi hiwaisekein, that's a shreklach aveira. Now, the Ivre in Rashi seems to be saying, it's Rashi edakash, roiv Yisrael Yisrael. So, the Gemara wants to explain legabi, which halachas does he have a dinyit? Megabi, a kolaterikuli is a dinyit. The Gemara picked out one halacha Hashavas Aveda. So Rashi had a problem. What? Why did he pick out? He has a dinyid, a filo legabi Hashavas Aveda. To like Tvil and Hashaitzach, but he has a yid, a filo legabi Hashavas Aveda. So what's the revus of Hashavas Aveda? So Rashi is saying two revuses. One revus is, Meitzin Mimeno. Oh, that we appreciate. That's a revus. He's a muzik. The Moitzi Aveide is a Murzik, and your Moitzi, Mama, that you don't go Basaroi, it's not a problem, Taisus will speak about it. That we can appreciate the Rebusa. Afal Piken, you go Basaroi. Now, the second Revusa, it would seem from Rashi, the Ivran Rashi, there's a shrekliche aveira to be machzer and aveira to a goy. And it says, lo yoy v'ashem sloyach loy. Rabbein shalom won't be moichelim. So, dachsach me, the Ivran Rashi is, I mean, we go bos a roiv b'chol ha-toyre kula. By Teisha Chanoyis, if it's Chazer, it's a problem. He's eating Chazer. No, you go bos a roiv. Roiv says it's not Chazer. You rely on roiv. Roiv is not a guarantee, but you rely on roiv. Finished. But here it seems it's a chiddush, because this is an aveira lo yev Hashem sloyach loy. That's pshat in Rashi. Chazer, you go bosa roi. No, peh. And what if a person eats chazer so you can get away with it? There's tshuva, there's sliche. So then we rely on roi. That means it's not such a danger. There's no great danger involved. I feel on the tzad that the roi is wrong. But it's an avere that is nitin l'sliche. So such an avere is nitin that we could rely on roiv also. But an avere that is loyoyv Hashem sloyach loy, this is a shrek. So this you don't, I would think perhaps you don't rely on roiv for such an avere. It's kamash malon, but you do rely on roiv. L'chay, that's the chiddush in Rashi. Now, there's a lot of problems here. There's one problem, although it would seem, let's say, klo. What if it's machtz al machtz? Chas v'sholem. Don't you dare return the aveda. I mean, don't have a roiv that's being matter you. So, be'emerson, I saw in Birchas Avrom asks, afilu mechtz al mechtz, I found an aveda. I have a different shaila. I have a shaila. Alis karov a shaila. I found an aveda. Now, alis karov as follows. If this person is a yid, there's a mitzvah to return it. If this person is not a yid, there's no mitzvah to return it. Rebbe, if it's not a mitzvah, I don't want to do it. Chas v'sholem. I want it by me. I'm only meishav aveda if it's a mitzvah to return it. And then I'm meishav aveda. So what would, but Rebbe, is there a mitzvah of a shavas aveda, yes or no? This person is a sofik yid, sofik goy. So l'chayre the rov should pask in the shayla. Well, it's a sofik deraisa l'chumre, I mean. So l'chayre, you don't need a biru of roiv to be mata this issa. Afilu by mechza al mechza. There's also no issa, because the whole issa is, you're machshev a goy like a yid. I'm not machshev a goy like a yid. I'm giving to me sofik, maybe he's a yid. And the Allah is machayev. And fakert by roiv, I saw the yellow sashaches, is, we'll see in Taisvis, but he says, it's God poshet. If in Hilchas HaShavas HaVeda, I have a psak that is a mitzvah of HaShavas HaVeda, so the zichen no iser of, which is loyoy v'ashem sloyach loy. I'm not playing around with fire over here. It's fakert. The din is mechayv me. I have to assume he's a yid. I have to give it to Malt Yid. So finish. So what's the problem? This is not at all a anything which has a semblance to the leman tzvei sarovas atzmeya. Mechza al mechza yisol amai hilchese. Lachse lo yaveide, lo yimotzi samrit. He came lamai hilchese pagina mei adodi. It's only by roiv yamach zaveide. Linezokim, the snambo bekame. Sher shal Yisrael shenogach l'sher shaknani pota. V'sher shaknani shenogach l'sher shal Yisrael. Bein tam, bein mood, mishal nezik sholem. Yisrael li Yisrael, tam mishal mchatzi nezik, mood mishal im nezik sholem. If you'll say that by Nezikin, Mechza al Mechza, so Asher shall Yisroel, he's Mechuyev to pay him Chatzin Nezik, Leim Yisroel Aisirayim. to mechza al mechzu usveikahu. Leitzrichem v'kotova leYisrael nezek sholem letam kedin knani. Vashminetane chiYisrael dainin elay v'leim ishalem elachatzi nezek tom alayay siraye. The Yid is mourning him nezek sholem because he's a goy. He can say me sofik, I'm not mechuyev to give you nezek sholem because maybe I'm a Yid. That's mechza al mechza Yisrael. Let us see Tosfos. Im reiv oivdei kechavim oivet kechavim lemai hilchase. Leimotzi lemeime leinyin sheloi lahachio yisai. My ear ye reiv oivdei kechavim? It doesn't be reiv oivdei kechavim. Na fila mechse nami. The dafke breiv Yisrael kom arav vahave Yisrael lahachio yisai. So that was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says, "Arzalei aveda, avimotzi lameima lachyoisei keda omarav." He could have said lachyoisei, elunoked laharzalei aveda. Davar avusa tvei. This a godolu mishum leman svei sarovo. Aval chyoisei lahave revusa kolkach. The mafarnes in ani evde kechovim im ani e Yisrael. So memele, so Tosfos says that Rav Popa said laharzel aveide. Rav Popa wanted to say a bigger chiddush that if you laharzel aveide, you also marza, even though it's a big iser of leman's voice or of. L'cher, we have to understand. So why didn't Rav say this chiddush? Why didn't Rav say this chiddush? If lemaise, if there's a bigger chiddush than laharzalei aveide than lachyoisin, that's why Rav Popa said this pshat. I mean, we have here. So why did Rav say lachyoisin? Why didn't Rav say laharzalei aveide? Now, Tosfos has a problem. Vafilu lishmur da omar in hilchem b'momen achar horeiv. Now, Tosfos has a problem. According to Shmur, what did Shmur do with this Mishnah? Basically, the Mishnah says, based according to Rapop Yemar Zerana Veide, if Reiv Yisroel, so how could Rabbi Moitzi Momen from Amurzik? The Moitzi Aved is Amurzik. He's holding it. There's a Sofik. There's a Mir. Maybe he's a Goy. Then there's no mitzvah of Shabbos Aved. So Tosfos answers, Heine b'moiche sholach aveire b'nimtza nakhem, shebeheter bo amois liyodoi, umidatom nosnum loyalekeach, avaloch amoide das linem basarub. Now, I think in Chedushe Rab Ruven, he explains Pshat and Tosfos as follows. Let us understand what Tosfos answers. V'moiche shoyer lechaveiroi v'nimtza nakhem. What is the story over there? The story over there is that Ruven had a shoyer, and he sold it to Shimon. And Shimon gave him the money for the shoyer. Paid him. Now, Shimon comes a day later. He said he took the shoyer out for Harish. He sees it's a wild shoyer. It's a nakhin. He can't use it for Harish. It's a mekach tois. He wants his money back. So Reuven Taines, you didn't tell me you wanted it for Charishe. I thought you wanted to shecht it. And to shecht it, this is, even though it's an akhim, the meat is very good. This is, so Lamais, I sold it to you for Bosa. you wanted it l'ridya l'focharisha. You should have told me. He didn't tell me. Is hamitzim mechaveira ol varaya. So Shimon Tainis, what do you mean I should have told you? Rove people buy l'ridya. Most people, when they buy shvom, they buy l'ridya. So the rove is a biru, that's why I bought it for. So it's a mekach tois. So there is a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Can he get back his money from the moicher? Can he tie the mekach tois? Because rove is telling us that it was a mekach tois. So Rav says, Hilchem b'momenach ha-roiv. Shmuel says, Ein Hilchem b'momenach ha-roiv. So what is Pshat and Shmuel? Pshat and Shmuel is that the birur of roiv is not sufficient to be moitzi moment from a muhsik. You have to bring a better raya. Roiv is good for Yisurim, but to be moitzi moment from a muhsik, you need a better raya. That's what Shmuel says. So Taisva says, when does one get a Teiras Murzik on the moment? If it's beheta bo'amois liyodoi umidatoi nosnoloi halekeich. That means, that when I'm holding the money, when it was given to me beheta, the loikeich gave me the money. Now there's a shaila, but al kaponim, now I'm a Murzik in the money. The money was given to me, beheta, it came into my possession, beheta, and you gave me the money. I didn't chap the money, you gave me the money. So now I'm a murzik in the money. Now you want to take away the money. So Shmuel holds, we need a stronger birur than roiv to take away money from a murzik. Masha Enke, when a person picked up an aveda, now, when a person picks up an aveda, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas aveda. That's the mitzvah. So it wasn't picked up for himself. And Roiv is telling him, tefakert, he has to give it to this person. He's a yid. That's what Roiv is telling him. So fakert, he's not allowed to keep it for himself. It was never given to him. And when he picked it up, he has a din roiv, which is bisuras liyodi. The roiv is telling him, you have no right to keep it. You have to give it to him. This tinik is a yid, because it's roiv Yisrael. So he's called a tofus, not a murzik. And by a tofus, roiv can be mighty from a tofus. That means there's murzik and tofus. And Taisvis is giving us guidelines when one is called a Murzik and when one is called a Tavis. But Teirosel Yodei, Akech Nosel Emidaiti, then he's called a Murzik. Like this, he's called a Tavis. That is what Taisvis answers. Now, the Ayelis Hashacha asks, so, then he zicher doesn't understand Taisvus before. In Hilchus Mominis, Roiv is mevare, I'm mechuyiv to give it to him. I'm not called a murzik. So he says, why did Rapope say, v'hazaloi aveide, to tell us a revuse? V'ave revuse tveid is a godelu. He says, shayim u'shamayim. He says, he doesn't understand. If Roiv paskin zois in Hilchus Mominis, I'm a chuyiv to give it to him. There's an issa godel over here. This is no shaykhus at all to man zvois arova. Man zvois arova is not allowed to give to a goy. Because you're being bevatel mitzvah. Here Roiv is telling me that he's a yid. I'm a chuyiv to give it to him. So, what's the revus over here that Rapop said a bigger revus than Rav? That's one problem. Now, Bemison, there's another problem. But Achoinim asks, Abochonon asks, and others ask, well, let's talk about Rav. Lach Yosei, there's a din Lach Yosei. What's Lach Yosei? Bezn metzuvin lefarnasem mishum vechei achicha imoch. So that means as follows. That means we have here a tinnik hamushlach. We don't know if he's a yid or a goy. Reif tells me he's a yid. So the din is that you go basa reif. Now, Rav lishi tosoi, Rav holds hilchem b'momen acha ha-reif. So, memele, it's not such a big chiddish that lach yoisai. I mean, but what about Shmuel? What does Shmuel do with this halacha? By Shabbos, this was a member of Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, "Yemarzel lo yaveide is teisves atzach kishtelt and laharzel lo yaveide." Teisves says, according to Shmuel, why Yemarzel lo yaveide? And Teisves answers that he's not called a muzik. So Bamel Dato is Marcel Aveda. Now, what if you learn that Reiv Yisroel Yisroel Lahach Yosei, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. So Lachayre, here, we don't have the teretz of Teisves. Here, to give tzedakah, this is my money. This is not, it's my money. Now you're bringing me a nitzrach. This person is a nitzrach. V'chei achicha imoch. I have to help support him. So memele. So why should I? This kasha Rabbi Chanan asks. The Rambam Shita is, he learns different pshat in Rav, that by mechza or mechza, there's a mitzvah lach yoisai. The Bichas Avrom wants to say that, that Emerson, I mean, there's a big kasha here. What's pshat in Rambam? Rambam is doch noch schwerer. Mechzer, mechzer, it's mitzvah lach yoisei. How could you be moitzi moment with a sofek ashoko? It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. So he says a very interesting svara. The Bichas Avrom wants to say that the mitzvah of tzedakah has nothing to do with ein hilchem b'momen acharoiv. Ein hilchem b'momen acharoiv is pshat as if there's a mitzvah shebemomen. A momenistic mitzvah. The mitzvah, that means it's a mitzvah to give my momen. So the shail is, it's who says that there's a mitzvah to give my mom? Let's say by Matnas Kunit, by Pidyon HaBen, will be a Sofik. Sofik Nesachiyah Pidyon HaBen. Now, Mechuyib, I don't know if I owe the Kohen money. So, be Sofik, I don't owe you money. And be Sofik and not Mechuyib to give money. Because they're the mitzvahs to give my money. The mitzvah lach yoisoi is not lav davka a mitzvah to give your money. There's a mitzvah lach yoisoi. There's a mitzvah to see that he should be able to exist. Let's say you'll see hefkedika money. And you'll give it to him. You also makayim the mitzvah lach yoisoi. The mitzvah lach yoisoi, you'll shaf money. The mitzvah lach yoisoi is, you have to see that he should be able to exist. That's the mitzvah lefarnasai. He gives an example. Let's say a person will have a shaila in mitzvah esrig. Is this a kosher esrig? Not a kosher esrig. So say, Sofik daraisa lechumer will say, not a kosher esrig. So I have to get a new esrig. So it costs me money. So say, in hilchen b'momen, it's not a mitzvah shebemomen. That's, he wants to say, that's how the Rambam learned pshat. The Rambam learned this is not, hach yoisi is not a mitzvah sheba momen. This is a mitzvah to, You do a through moment, but it's not a mitzvah sheba moment. It doesn't have the gdorim of hilchas moment. Rashi has got very unclear. Bezdin mitzuvin lefarnesoi mishum vechei achicha imach. Now, how did Bezdin come in over here all of a sudden? Why does Rashi speak about Bezdin? So others, Rashi learns, that's mean about Roiv. Rashi and Tosfos learns you need Roiv. How does Bezdin come in? So Rabbi Chonon wants to be mitzadid. Maybe that's Rashi's teretz, that Bezdin had a psakupe shel tzedokah. The kupe shel tzedokah is not, this is meyucha to give taniyim. It's not, we're not taking money away from anyone. Bezdin would have a kupe, that's how Rabbi Chonon wants to be mitzadid to learn. So, perhaps over here, there's no problem of ein hilchem b'momen acha haroiv. Not being mighty from a muzik. The shailas of this moment is called momen aniyim. And who says that you're a yid that you can take? The Rabbi Chonon Mutzitzich of this. The Yelis HaShacha wants to say that it could be that that what Rashi mentioned, Bezdin, Rashi means is a din kfiyah, that Bezdin could be kai for someone. Could be for kfiyah, you need drive. You also name some for the portion. Stock is not a mitzvah sheba moment. Stock is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. But could be for kfiyah, you need a birur of roi. But it doesn't have a din of mitzvah sheba moment. Let us see the next taisvitz. Leitzriche de nokre ture dide. So the Gemara answers that what we said, mechze al mechze Yisrael, is speaking about that the nogach ture dide le ture didon. So la haloche, he spotted to pay, because he can say, maybe I'm a yid. He spotted to pay the Nezek Sholem, because he can say, maybe I'm a yid. Taime, dochinami avemotsi lameime mechza al mechza oivet kechovim. Minogach tura didon le tura didai. He says, why do you say mechza al mechza is Yisrael? It matters. You can say in the same vein, you can say mechza al mechza. Akum, if a tura didon was nogach tura didei, and we're misupik, am I mechuyiv to pay anything or not? Sain pota, sikse mechza mechza akum. Then Taisus continues, kula milsa v'motza maimila inyin negiche. Really, you could have said everything l'inyin negiche. Aneiche b'chol chad limtsoi dovo chodosh. So, forget by Akum, we want to say, he has a din Akum, but we machlam nevele. Mechz al mechz, he has a din Yida filo. But the Maram says over here, that by Emerson, we could have said the whole Mishnah is speaking about Nezikim. Now let's understand, what does the Maram mean? Now, the Mishnah wants to speak about different cases, tells different chedushim in each case. We could have said, Rav Yisrael Yisrael, the Nogach, Ture, Didon, Ture, Didai. And since Rav Yisrael Yisrael, so that's why you're mechuyev to give him Chatzi Nezek. You can't say, maybe you're going. Rav Yisrael Yisrael. Now, in this halacha, we have a shrekliche problem. In Hilchem B'momen, Acha HaRoiv. Here we have a problem, Taki. The Shoyer belongs to the Yid. And Roiv says that the Sofik is also a Yid. But according to Shmuel, in Hilchem B'momen, Acha HaRoiv, so how does that work? How does that work? So this kasha Rabbi Kevega asks. Afloyes says, "Tachayin digdei lachayin emes this kasha." This taisvus. There's another kasha that is asked it says that Mechza al Mechza Yisrael. That what? That if Nogach Turadidon, so you can say, maybe I'm a Yid. But what will be if it's Roy Vakum, then he pays. See, we also have Akashe, and Herchem B'momen Acha HaRoy. So here, being from the Shittim HaKubet says that a Goy does not have a Din Murzik B'momoinoi. Is that a Haloche, that you will not Moitzi Momen from a Murzik is Dafka by Momen Yisroel? Momen Akum, there's no aloch. So that's why if he's Roiv Akum, he'll take a pain as a Ksholem. And here there's no Kash in Hilchem B'momen Acha Roiv. But the other way around, B'Roiv Yisroel, this is a Kash, why Tosfos seems to hold for Dovah Poshet, a Roiv Yisroel, so a Yid will have to pay Chatzin Nezik. Why don't we say here, in Hilchem B'momen Acha Roiv, according to Shmuel? There's a mahalach in the haflor that the haflor wants to say lechere. It's not like Taisvis. He wants to emphasize this, but he says a moiridike mahalach. The haflor says that the whole shaila of hilchem b'momen acha haroiv, ein hilchem b'momen acha haroiv. His pshat is, if on the shayla shalafoneinu, I have a birur of roiv. That means, that, and only on this shayla. For example, a person purchased a shir, v'nimtza nakhin, so now roiv is telling me, it was purchased for ridye, was purchased for charishe, so memele, is this roiv sufficient to be mighty the domim from the moich? Yes or no? But Aflo says, in the case, let's say, of Taisvis, or the case of Ashavas Aveide, I found an Aveide, and I'm claiming a shaila, if I have to give it back to him, maybe he's a goy. All other lochas, let's say before Ashavas Aveda, when it came to, when he made Kedushin, what's this Kedushin? Does he need a get? No, Shaila, he's a Yid, Rav Yisrael, Yisrael. When it came to all other Shailas, if a Litan Avelin, you'll be Maslim, you'll give him Malkus, what's a Shaila? He's a Yid, Rav Yisrael, Yisrael. Gabi, all Hilchas HaTorah, he's a Yid. All of a sudden, when it comes to be marzer and aveda, listen, maybe you're goy. Good morning. This shaila should not be cleared now. If legabi all other halachas, we have already assumed halachically that he's a yid. So if he's a yid, you're marzer aveda also. The one of the rayas of the haflo is, by Maitzi Shemra, you give the money Lavi HaNairo. So, let's ask a shaila who says it's Avi HaNairo. Maybe it's not Avi. So, what says Rav Bilis Acher Abal? No, that's Rav, but in Hilchem B'momen Acher Rav. So, the Haflo says, so the Teretz is, because the Gabi Olad Alochas, we assume he's a father. Because of this Rav. Now, come, he's a Maitzi Shemra, now he's like, maybe it's, he's not a father. You don't do such things. That's what the Haflo wants to emphasize. So according to the Haflo, it's a Mirdiki Yisod. Abba Kevege Madura Tinyan also says this Yisod. Then it's good. There's Taisvis over here. But then Taisvis Kasha before by Yeshavas Aveide is not too good. So then it doesn't have to Shmuel. Of ein Hilchem B'momen Acha HaRoiv.